The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind from the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, Mandan, 910 AM KCJB in Minot. The Flag family of AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, as well as AM 1090 KTGO Bakken Beacon Radio, and KLTC in Dickinson. 24/7 at iHeartMedia, and we'd love to have it on your smartphone. We'd love to be on your speed dial at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or you can email us anytime to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We have a 24-hour-7 hotline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You get to tell us what's on your mind by calling us at 855-200-1776. Among our fine sponsors here on the program are High Plains Apache. You know what? They have one focus at High Plains Apache. It's sprayers. And they are the folks you go to when you need to know everything about sprayers. They have the product expertise. They take care of their customers. By the way, they have new, they have used, they have the ET Ag Center now with 50,000 of the parts you need on the most popular brand name items, not just for Apache sprayers, which is the best of the best, but any sprayer. And they also have a couple of used pull-type sprayers they're looking to move on out, 1,000 to 1,500-gallon capacity with a big 90-foot booms. Check them all out at highplainsapache.com. And I know it's harvest season. It's a busy time, but they'd love to buy you a cup of coffee. So stop by and chat with the good folks at High Plains Apache. Fargo and Frontier. Frontier is a little town just south of Fargo. They're right at I-29 and 52nd Avenue South. Or across from Bonanza on Courtside, or across from Maine in the Mandan as well. High Plains Apache. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. All right, we're also brought to you this hour by our friends at MyPillow. And, boy, are we selling pillows, my friends. Oh, it is, yeah. It's fun to see. And it's just because Todd and I love our pillows so much that you obviously want to, you have pillow envy until you buy one. And then the pillow envy goes away. So the National Sleep Foundation has selected MyPillow as the official pillow. And we're celebrating that by offering you a two-for-one deal on the original classic pillows, which means you save half. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Use the promo code Scott, and you'll get the 50% deal. And by the way, there's a 60-night money-back guarantee. There's a 10-year warranty. These things are fabulous. MyPillow.com. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, and Todd, too, because he has a pillow fight with his
wife. Well, peeps, yeah, keyword Scott, but, yeah, I'll put you in touch with Carrie if you don't believe me those things are good.
Exactly right. All right, full bank of phone calls here, and here's the order we're going to go. Stephen Bismarck, Christy in Carrington, Darlene in Bismarck, John in Bismarck, and Lori in Park River. Before we do that, you know, we started this debate, which we continue our debate now on Measure 7, the issue on pharmacy ownership on the ballot. A yes vote means you want the current limits on the pharmacies being pharmacist-owned in North Dakota, majority pharmacist-owned changed and removed that. And North Dakotans for lower pharmacy are lower pharmacy prices are advocating for that in a yes vote. The rural pharmacist, Shane Wendell here, owner of the new Rockford and Carrington pharmacies, as well as Pat Finken from North Dakotans for lower pharmacy prices, debating it. We started this debate by saying this is all about lowering pharmacy prices. Here's a very simple question I have for each of you, and I'd ask for a quick answer. Then we're going to go to the callers and go as fast as we can in our remaining half hour. South Dakota has a law like you'd like to see in place, Pat. Does South Dakota have lower pharmacy prices than North Dakota?
The answer to that is yes. Actually, according to both the Kaiser study, which for those of you that want to see it for yourself, you can go to North Dakotans for Lower Pharmacy Prices and read the report yourself, or even the National Association of Chain Drugstores, which I know that the independent pharmacists like to quote. Even in that study, they talk about both Montana and South Dakota have lower pharmacy prices than North Dakota.
All right, Shane.
The Kaiser study, I want to refer back to that. Go on and look at the Kaiser study. Please do. because it turns around and it has total drug spend. Okay, total drug spend is per capita. That doesn't mean an apples-to-apples comparison. What does one prescription cost versus one prescription? Okay, it turns around and has utilization. And older people use more expensive, more drugs. North Dakota is number three in the nation in population of 75 and over. The only one that's more than that is Florida and Pennsylvania. So okay, we have an older population. We're gonna use more drug spend.
I don't want to get caught in the weeds here, but very quickly on this question, do you disagree with that, Pat, that that's what the Kaiser study says, total pharmacy, pharmaceutical prescription drugs spent versus apples to apples, drug by drug?
Well, and there's a number of different studies you can look at, but the reality is that every one of them point to the same outcome. Rural states like North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana have lower drug prices when they have more competition. You can go through and, I get why they aren't happy about the results of the Kaiser study, but that's not the only study. There's all kinds of studies that point to this, and there are three alone. Just the federal government new study out on the cost savings to Medicare. You look at the very study that they quote in their literature. This is actually in Chain's literature. They quote the National Association of Chain Drugstore literature. Even in their own study, it says that North Dakota pays more than South Dakota.
All right, so I want to ask you the very same question I asked Pat, Shane, and that is South Dakota has a similar law to what North Dakotans for lower pharmacy prices is advocating here. Our price is lower in South Dakota. If we did apples to apples, pick your drug, drug by drug, are consumers going to pay less in South Dakota or more in South Dakota under the current ownership limits that they seek?
Under the current ownership, South Dakota and North Dakota are about the same. They're within 1 or 2% of each other. North Dakota is 34% cheaper than Minnesota, and it's 12.2% less than the national average. Is South Dakota roughly in same line with North Dakota? Yes. Does South Dakota have as many rural pharmacies as North Dakota? No, they have less than half. I think there's, I'm pulling the statistics off the top of my head. But I think there's 23 counties in South Dakota that have one or less pharmacies in the whole county. And I think North Dakota, it's in the single digits.
So what you're saying is
less rural coverage. So at what cost are we turning around and trying to bring prescription costs down? And if you go to Minnesota, they're 34% higher than North Dakota. So it's not a cost issue. This is healthcare. This is healthcare access. And North Dakota is as cheap or cheaper than the whole country. And we have a good access because independent pharmacists will set up in small markets. Big chains close small markets and have everybody drive. And what about the 85-year-old woman that lives in a small town and she's got to drive 50 miles to get her medication and she needs it today?
Scott, I've got to address that because, first of all, I have the study in my hand. It's a lot more than 1 or 2% in the difference. And actually, South Dakota has more pharmacies than North Dakota does. And what's interesting is that South Dakota has more pharmacies per capita than North Dakota. We haven't had an increase in pharmacies in North Dakota, virtually an increase in the last 35 years. And certainly that our population has changed. But the central argument here is the price argument. You know, you can go to study after study and look at this. But Shane made my point earlier, actually, right before the last break, when he talked about my dad closing the hardware store because people did go by. You know why my dad had to close the hardware store? Because he couldn't compete on price. He couldn't compete on price and selection. And if Shane is convinced that he can, compete, if he can compete, then he'll be fine. But what he's saying when he says that that's going to happen to small America or small rural pharmacies is that they can't compete, and it's because of price.
All right, let's get to the calls
here,
guys. That's
really the point that I want to make is that this all comes back to if you can compete, God bless you. And I think most of these rural pharmacies can compete.
All right, let's go to the
calls. This is just a straw dog.
All right, now here's the deal. We have a number of calls left and two segments left, a little bit in this segment and then one segment left. I'm going to get to these calls and ask for short responses from you when appropriate. Steve and Bismarck, your point. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the Obama administration is lining up with Walmart, and it's basically to help women with the distribution, with the handing out of abortifacts and crony capitalism. There's probably no evidence of that now, but I think it's going to happen.
How are you going to vote on this, Steve?
I don't want it to happen. If if that's the case. But I, it kind of looks like I'm going to have to vote against it.
All right. Christine Carrington, your question, your comment for our guest. Go ahead.
My comment is I filled a prescription at my local little town pharmacy here, $30. Moved to Fargo, was told to go to Dilworth. You know, they got all these big, you know, all these cheap prescriptions. Went to fill it. The cost at my pharmacy, little pharmacy here, was $30. And I went over to the Walmart-owned pharmacy. It was $180. So how, you know, letting Walmarts have all these, or letting Walmarts and corporate places have pharmacies, how is that going to save us money when the price of a prescription out of pocket goes from $34 to $180?
All right, Pat, you want to quickly take that one?
Absolutely. There's always going to be exceptions to the rules, but the studies clearly show that the averages work in the favor of the bill. But more importantly, I've got dozens of stories that people have given me how they've had to go across the border to get a $4 prescription that they were going to be charged $30 at the independents.
All right.
That
Darlene
works both ways.
Darlene and Bismarck, you're next when we come back. A debate on measure number 7 on what's on your mind. Don't touch that dial.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
My favorite thing in the whole world is hearing a mallard hen in the background at sunup on a cold, clear day.
Hunting with your dog, to me, is half of being out there. That's what they live for. Most waterfowlers would say that it isn't about shooting. It's about tricking them. I want the customer to know that I truly want them to have a successful hunt.
I'm Wayne Salem, and I'm one of the waterfowl experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night. It's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cynix in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms ever show. Soil testing is a critical step you can take to help battle SCN. To assist with this effort, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to sponsor an SCN soil testing reimbursement program through the North Dakota State University Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are now available at NDSU County Extension offices. Soybean producers can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Contact your local county extension agent for more information about the soil testing program.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A lot of fun in Wishick, North Dakota yesterday. Great to see a lot of folks at the Sauerkraut Day. And, you know, when we fill up and head out, we do so powered by PetroServe USA, where you can fill up and get lots of choices at the pump, by the way. They even have E15 now, only a retailer in the state with E15, but a lot of choices from E85 to E10. PetroServe USA, the folks that connect North Dakota's oil fields and North Dakota's corn fields to help America fuel better. Fill up at a PetroServe USA location near you, including right in the shadow of the state capitol. Lori in Park River listening on 550 K-Fire for our guest. You are next. What's on your mind?
Hi, I am a pharmacist in Park River, North Dakota, a small town in northeast North Dakota. I have three pharmacies up in northeast North Dakota. I have a truck driver who lives in Tennessee with his wife. They get five prescriptions. When he trucks back to North Dakota, he gets his prescriptions from us. He goes into a Walmart in Tennessee. Those five prescriptions would cost him $800. They have no insurance. When he gets them from our pharmacy, they are $250. Now, that is a huge difference. He's back and forth in a truck. He chooses to get his medication in North Dakota instead of Tennessee. So I don't know what the Kaiser studies, all those different studies that show, but specific incidents of five prescriptions are 800 versus 250. So, and the idea that it will not affect rural pharmacies, we are 60 miles, 1 hour from Grand Forks. It will affect small pharmacies. We will not all be here. And those little old ladies that come in, they will not be able to get their prescriptions on a regular basis if we are not here.
Maury, thanks for the call. Yep. Thanks for the call. Pat addressed the comparison issue in the last segment. Shane, anything you want to weigh in on what Lori has to say?
Well, yeah. I mean, I kind of want to reiterate what she did say, and what I've been saying all along is, yes, we don't control our contracts. In fact, I've got a couple contracts sitting on my desk right now, and Pat alluded to it before. These pharmacies, you know, if they want to compete, they have access to them. You know, he's never read a pharmacy contract before. So he's an expert on signing pharmacy contracts and know which networks I can get in and which ones I can't. And yet he's not a pharmacist. In fact, he's not even in the pharmacy industry. He's in the PR business. He's representing Walmart right now. So how can he know that I can have equal access to these contracts? We can't. Lori knows this, and I know it. We're being pushed out because not only do they have the chain that we have to compete with, they own the insurance processor. I mean, they call that vertical integration, but it's really a monopoly. They can force us out, and they are, and they will. And if they become closer neighbors to us, they will. And who do you want your pharmacy in charge of? Do you want your pharmacist to be in charge of pharmacy in North Dakota, or do you want big box, big business? Because bottom line, they publicly say to their shareholders, bottom line is our number one concern. You know, the CEO of Walgreens company told the Boston Globe September 7, 2008. He turns around and says this claim. Walgreens, his name is Jeff Ryan, CEO. One thing I'd like to make clear is we are definitely not becoming a healthcare company. That's the CEO of Walgreens said that back in 2008. Folks, I am a healthcare company. I am a healthcare professional. And you know what? Walmart pharmacies, they want to be healthcare professionals, and they are. But the problem is the company that they work for, and they're not in charge, they're not in the healthcare business.
All right, we got to keep going here. Try to keep these answers short if you can, guys, so we can get to all of them. Here's one off air.
Yes, my concern, if this measure passes, are all the people that live 100 miles from Walmart. If all these little town pharmacies close, who's going to fill their prescriptions? These, especially the elderly people, aren't going to be able to drive to Minot or Bismarck or Fargo or Grand Forks in the middle of winter in a blizzard where they could probably go 20, 30 miles to their small town pharmacy.
I got the point. Pat, response quick.
Well, where do you start? Number one is, first of all, a lot of these folks are being driven to that by the federal government to mail order instead of doing this at a local pharmacy. But I will tell you this. Again, it comes back to the reason why is because of price. If you can't compete on price, yeah, you're going to have a hard time competing in these networks. No question of that. That's why the federal government's saving $11 billion this year because of these preferred networks. So I get that. If you can't compete on price, it is going to be a problem. There's no question. But study after study have shown that on average, people save more money on pharmaceuticals by in states and under the terms that we're proposing in North Dakota law. It's just a matter of fact. And,
right,
and quite frankly, and the big issue on this discussion is about closing rural pharmacies. I got news for you. If you can compete on price, you're going to be able to get a contract and compete in that. And you don't have to be a professional in pharmaceutical to do that. It, you know, it's against the law for these insurance companies to force you to go anywhere.
All right, let's take another one off the air here. Here we go.
Good morning, guys. So I understand the debate now. My question is simply this. Why was this law, as we know it today, created in the first place by the legislature decades ago? That's what I want to know and how it came to be in the first place. And that'll help me understand things a little bit better for the debate that we're facing today.
All right. Thanks. Quick history lesson, Shane.
The law was passed back in 64, and what happened back then, because there wasn't a lot of pharmacy chains around, doctors were buying up pharmacies, and basically they were seeing their patients and say, okay, you go over to my pharmacy, and that was a conflict of interest, and so the state said, no, you cannot do that. It's better for health care that pharmacy stays in charge of pharmacy. Okay, it was appealed. It went to the state Supreme Court and the U.S. Supreme Court, and they voted 9-0. And they made the statement also and said pharmacy should not be left to the traditional free market. They said that pharmacy healthcare is not your typical free market model. It's healthcare. Okay, now it's become more of an issue of the chains wanting. But it's the same circumstance because the chains own the insurance processor. Just like the doctors were referring people to their own pharmacy from the hospital.
Is it the
same exact situation? No, but it's kind of ironic that it's turning around and protecting the public from the chains taking over because they own the insurance processor.
We have exactly a minute left. Very obvious we're going to have another debate on this issue because we didn't get to anywhere near all of the calls. But let's 30 seconds to wrap this up, and it has to be 30 seconds, Pat.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I get that there's been a lot of trying to distract from the core issue here. We've heard a lot of different arguments that have nothing to do with the core issue here, whether it be a PR guy or whether it be incidental stories about prices. It comes down to that the proof is in the pudding, and the studies all show that North Dakotans pay more for pharmacy prices than the states around us. It's
all right.
That simple.
And Shane, 30 seconds.
That's not true. It's a lie. The NADCS study shows that Minnesota is 34% higher. The national average, 12.2% higher than North Dakota. So to say that it comes down to price and North Dakota is more expensive, the National Association of Chain Drug Stores did their own study. Walmart belongs to that. Their own study states. Why aren't they stating the NACDS study in their commercial? Because it's not good for them. They're lying.
All right. Gentlemen, we're going to do this again because it's obviously a lot of interest. I apologize to Darlene and Bismarck, Bob and Dickinson, Dale and Bismarck, who were waiting a while to get in. We'll do it again. Measure number 7, a debate on the pharmacy ownership measure. Pat thinking of North Dakotans for lower pharmacy prices and rural pharmacist Shane Wendell. Thank you both.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
October is a great time to head for Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Minnesotans have the MEA weekend coming up, and also North Dakotans have a break as well for the fall, middle of October. Some great opportunities to take the whole family and head to Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Walker, Minnesota itself is a treasure, but the resort is phenomenal. The 502 restaurant, the Copper Door Aveda Spa, the meeting rooms, the pool, the sauna, the rooms themselves, condotels, they're absolutely fantastic. And there's some great deals at ChaseOnTheLake.com, ChaseOnTheLake.com. How about this? Through the end of November, any Sunday through Thursday, Chase is offering a buy one night, get the second night free. Just call 888-CHASE-06. One more time, 888-CHASE-06. Or go to ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. Spa, dining, bike rentals, and more. See you at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Top of the hour. Holy buckets, a lot of activity on the Measure 7, and all of the measures are getting a lot of attention. We're definitely going to do another debate on that issue, just out of deference to our listeners and callers. We didn't get to anywhere near of as many of you as wanted in on that issue. A lot of emails we didn't get to, but know this. We're going to cover that measure and all these measures, all the key races between now and Election Day for you, and appreciate all the feedback. So, and by the way, if there's a question you didn't hear answered, remember that 24/7 line is there for you at 855-200-1776. You press 1 and step up on your soapbox 24/7 and give us your feedback or any questions you want addressed. You can also always email us studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. All right, now time for another one of our talk radio town halls, and Governor Jack Dalrymple is joining us from the Capitol today. Hi, Governor, how are you?
I'm great, Scott. Good to hear from you.
Good to catch up with you. I thought I might see you in Wishik yesterday. You must have had a busy schedule, but boy, I tell you, I know you've been there before for that sauerkraut day down there. Was it fun? And I can't tell you, the pie was fantastic.
Just sauerkraut days is one of our classic events, and I've been there several times, and you can meet people from all over the United States in Wishik. It's great fun.
It really is. I met a guy from Wisconsin, stood in line next to a guy in Wisconsin whose brother was turning 91, who lived in Wishik, so he was coming in for that. And by the way, I also proved out your theory that the best pie in North Dakota is in a church hall somewhere. Very smart planning on the part of the First Baptist Church in Wishik yesterday, right across the street from the community center where the sauerkraut day was held. They had a pie social from 1:30 to 4, a little fundraiser. And it was jammed, and it was really good pie. Even brought some home. So, you have a good theory there.
That's the way it's always been, and that's where you got to go for pie, no doubt about it.
Yeah, it was good stuff. Well, we have a lot of things that we want to catch up with you on, and one is the announcement last week on some additional dollars in parks and in conservation. You know, I've said on this Measure 5 deal, really the system needs some reform when folks can, you know, put something on the ballot that's called the Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks Amendment and act like it's mom and apple pie when it really is just a way to grab a lot of money over 25 years and give it to outstate organizations. But that doesn't mean more does not mean, in my opinion, that more cannot be done in the way of, more wildlife habitat or more parks or conservation in the state. And I suppose that's why you decided to come out with this plan that says let's deal with it in a reasonable fashion. Is that right?
Well, yes, I did come out and let people know what I intend to propose in my budget recommendations. We don't normally do that ahead of schedule, but because there is so much discussion about it this year, I felt that people should know what it is that we're going to bring forward. You know, we came forward with the original idea for the Outdoor Heritage Fund and said that, you know, we ought to put $30 million into that, put together a really good advisory committee and manage a grant program at the state level. And now I'm saying that we should take that up to $50 million in the upcoming biennium, just keep doing it and making it larger. And then I also went through a really fun plan for expanding our state parks and their improvements to the tune of $30 million in investments, including one entire new park. So I think people were really excited, you know, to see that, we can do these things. And I think that's the right way to do it. I think it should be in the hands of, our executive branch, our legislative branch, advisory committees. That's where it works best.
What do you make of Measure 5? And if it were to pass, what would the impact on state government be?
Well, I think it's pretty simple. It's an awful lot of money going to, one particular purpose. It will, take money away from other possible uses, and that certainly includes school construction, and it includes infrastructure out west, and all kinds of possibilities. So, people need to just think about, what is the right amount of money to put towards, one program like conservation.
Governor Jack Dalrymple, our guest. If you have questions or comments, they're always welcome on the program. 228-0550, 701-258-0550. I didn't agree with this, but there was a fair amount of conservative criticism that said, look, if Measure 5 is a bad idea, why do we put any amount of money towards what they're trying to do? Some folks saw that as sort of, caving in a little bit, and obviously the Measure 5 proponents did say, see, even the governor thinks we need to spend more on conservation, and sort of used it as part of their argument. But what do you say to folks who say if it's a bad idea, no amount of money is a good idea to add to it?
Well, I think that we're proposing it because, we can afford to do that now. The state of North Dakota is in, great shape financially, and we do have funds available, and that's the way we like to do things around here. We don't spend the money until the money shows up, and that money is available now. We can make one-time capital investments in our parks that will last forever. These are, new campgrounds. These are, new areas for parks, and new campsites. And, that's lasting value. And I think that we're doing it the right way, having a conservation grant program where we have a mix of all the right people together making those grants. We can afford to do that. And, as we expand our economy and as we take in more revenue, these options become greater and greater. But we don't want to get ahead of ourselves, Scott, and that's the great danger.
22 before the top of the hour. Questions or comments, welcome. Governor Jack Dalrymple with us on What's on Your Mind Today. And Cindy, listening in Leonard on AM 1100 The Flag, has a question. Go ahead, Cindy.
Hi. I would like to know on Common Core, how much money did North Dakota receive to align to the Common Core standards, and why were parents and more educators not involved in this? They say that there were 60 teachers involved. Why weren't 100% of the teachers involved, and why didn't the parents even know about this before North Dakota signed on to this?
All right, Cindy, before you get your answer there, I'm going to play one other call that came in before the governor was on with a similar question on Common, of course, so we can kind of lump his answers together. Here's one more, Governor, that came in on this.
Hi, this is Bill from Wheatland. I have a suggestion for the governor, and that is to
dump the Common Core program. If you're doing it for the federal money never comes without sticky fingers. They always want something, and you lose some of your freedom every time you take it. So do us all a favor and dump it. Their money is our money anyhow, and I'd rather pay it from the state than through the federal income tax. And besides, the federal government doesn't have any money. They're broke.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, interesting point. Bill in Wheatland, you know, just doesn't like the strings. Cindy and Leonard is saying there wasn't enough parental involvement. Al Carlson, the majority leader, said he believes this will be one of the dominating issues of the upcoming legislative session. So obviously you'll be talking lots about this. So go ahead and give you a chance to respond to these folks.
Well, I know Bill from Wheatland, and he's a good thinker. I think really what this comes down to is a concern that some people have in North Dakota, and I'm not going to say that it's unfounded at all, the concern that the federal government is, you know, going to move in and overreach and start trying to tell us, you know, how to run our schools, tell us, like, you know, what the kids should learn. And I'm telling you right now, Scott, that as long as I'm around, that's not going to happen. And I've talked with Superintendent Basler about it, and I believe that she agrees with me that the federal government is not going to be allowed to come in and overreach on standards or anything else. Now, we have this term, Common Core, that floats around out there. The standards that we have adopted in North Dakota are very close to standards that are being adopted in some other states in the Midwest, but that does not mean that we have lost control of it by any means. So I think, you know, it's okay for people to be concerned, but I believe that, you know, we have it well in hand.
To Cindy's point, were parents involved enough in this? Was there enough transparency here in even North Dakota's decision to opt in?
Well, you know, I think Superintendent Basler could probably answer that better than I can. But, you know, the education community, of course, initially are always the ones that spend time working on the adoption of any changes in standards or anything like that. Parents are asked to give their input generally, but, you know, it's impossible, I think, for every parent in North Dakota to stay totally abreast of, like, you know, what's being discussed. But the thing is, we want to tell parents, you know, right now on the radio, you know, if you see something in the standards that your child is being asked to a study to that you think is not right, you should tell your school superintendent. That, you know, tell them the specific standard that you think doesn't make sense. And that's
Cindy,
the kind of input
call
that we need. We need to know, like, you know, what people think of each and every grade level.
Thanks for the call, Cindy. Greg and Bismarck listening on 550 K-Fire, the mothership. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I hope the governor helps us keep an eye on the Corps of Engineers with our two dams in the state. They're awfully full going into the fall. I've been watching the level of the Garrison Reservoir, and they haven't even brought it down a foot over the whole summer. And so I hope that, you know, the Corps is not on vacation, and I hope the governor did a heck of a job in 2011 flood. I just hope he helps us keep the Corps in check. Thank you.
Well, you're talking to him. Quick response, Jack?
Yeah. Well, you know, he's done a good job of noticing something that is a concern. We have written to the Army Corps of Engineers. We have officially asked them to increase their releases from Garrison Dam. You know, it is at a very high level for this time of year. And we do not think that we should be making high releases during the winter when the river is iced up in Bismarck Mandan.
Thanks for the
call. We should
be
taking advantage of the opportunity now.
Up against the break, we'll continue with more Talk Radio Town Hall. Governor Jack Dalrymple with us today on the program. After a short timeout, don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Before the top of the hour, rolling on with the Talk Radio Town Hall today and Governor Jack Dalrymple, 800-228-0550. Callers come first, so we're going to get back to you in just a moment. But I do have to ask you about something we've covered a great deal, and that is requested changes in how Western North Dakota oil-impacted communities receive funding for critical needs, infrastructure, and everything else. Rich Wardner, Senator, Majority Leader from Dickinson, and a number of folks in the oil-impacted communities and throughout the state, really, have come forward with two bold ideas, one on some early session infrastructure funding for shovel-ready projects, and then separately have suggested a rather bold change to the formula You've obviously had a chance to hear from those folks and assess those good ideas, bad ideas. What's your take on them, Governor?
Well, I have had two long meetings with Senator Wardner about this. A couple weeks ago, I met with him for about an hour and a half in Dickinson, and yesterday I spent 2.5 hours talking with him about the work they've been doing. Let me just say up front, Senator Wardner is providing a lot of leadership this time on all of these initiatives. He has worked with a lot of people in Western North Dakota who are involved in city and county government, and they really have their act together. Their proposals are, you know, very appropriate. And, you know, I have said to people that I am totally open to early access to funding, and I'm totally open to a significant change in the formula. So I think any way you look at it, the way they have organized it this time, Western North Dakota is going to do extremely well in this legislative session. And we're, you know, working hard now, analyzing the numbers, trying to figure out exactly what the needs are in every city and every county, trying to line it up and see if this proposal is the one that will work the best.
You and I had a conversation about the request from some, and it mainly was politically motivated from folks on the Democratic side that wanted a special session on this. You called everybody, did a lot of outreach to say, do we need it, do we not, and settled on, let's do some serious planning and let's deal with this early in the upcoming session. Do you think these two questions will be dealt with very early on? You anticipate to have them on your desk very early in the session?
Well, I think the early funding, the so-called surge funding, will definitely be up very early in the session. Hopefully, you know, get that question dealt with completely in January. And I think that that is appropriate. You know, we did not need a special session, partly because we were able to get an additional $30 million out there to some of the Western cities, and that really helped them a lot this summer. But they all told us that, you know, really it's about getting ready for 2015 and knowing that they've got the funds in place to, you know, get the engineering going and get the bidding done.
All right. Jamie Bismarck is going to need a Measure 5 question. Next one waiting is Jeff in Newtown, listening on 550 KFIRE. Jeff, your question quickly.
Well, I was just going to ask the governor, and I appreciate you taking my call. What steps would this state take if we had somebody flying in from an Ebola-stricken country? And what is there any? I'm just a hick from North Dakota, right? I don't really know the law all that well, but is there any steps? What steps would we take as a state to maybe prohibit this person from wandering out and about and aimlessly? And I'll let you answer the question.
Yeah, good question. Dr. Terry Dwelly is the head of our state health department. He is very active and fully engaged with the Center for Disease Control to provide the appropriate screening and the safeguards that we need, not only in North Dakota, but in the entire nation. He's actually on a national committee to protect the nation against Ebola. And he has a lot of expertise, you know, in that area. The key to the whole thing, of course, is to be aware that travelers returning to the United States have the potential to be carrying the virus if they're coming from Africa. And we just have to be very aware of who's arriving and where they're arriving. And so far, as I understand it, they've done a great job of isolating those people and making sure that they know exactly who they've been in contact with.
Email, and we have very short time for an answer on this, but Brian says, Governor Dalrymple, your counterpart in Minnesota, Governor Dayton, has taken real action against the diversion project in Fargo and demanded changes. Will you get directly involved in demanding some fairness with this plan and the devastation the project would bring to the downstream lands and citizens?
Well, my involvement has been to, you know, encourage the diversion authority to talk directly, you know, with Minnesota and with the upstream impacted parties in Wilkin County and Richland County. And, you know, talk about, you know, what modifications could change the situation so that everybody can feel that they're not being harmed by this project. But in the end, you know, the Diversion Authority and Cass County, City of Fargo, they are the local sponsors. We support them with a cost share. And they have brought this forward, and, sure. And it is a federal project. It's going to be funded with federal dollars.
We're going to have to leave it there. We're out of time, unfortunately, but thanks for taking the calls.
Yeah.
And
you bet, Scott.
Look forward to chatting again. Take care, Jack.
Yeah, let's do it again. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Governor Jack Dalrymple, our guest on What's On Your Mind. We're out of time. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting. 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.